Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. No one knows what Father Abraham ate for a last meal, nor Moses, nor I think David, Elijah, or Isaiah. Giving a condemned prisoner a special last meal is a customary ritual. There's a list I found on the internet of documented last meals, and it's pretty interesting to read. Let me just highlight a few. Adolf Eichmann, a Holocaust perpetrator, a German national, executed in 1962 by hanging. Eichmann declined a special meal, instead opting for a bottle of Carmel red wine with the usual prison food of cheese, bread, olives, and tea. He drank half the bottle of wine. Rue Snyder, a murderer from New York in 1928, had a last meal of chicken parmesan with Alfredo pasta, ice cream, two milkshakes, and a 12-pack of grape soda. Yuck. Timothy McVeigh, domestic terrorist, Oklahoma, had for his last meal in 2001 two pints of mint chocolate chip ice cream. Saddam Hussein, Iraq's president, executed by hanging in 2006, had chicken and rice with a cup of hot water and honey. Roger Casement, in 1916 in the UK, also executed by hanging, requested only a communion wafer. Casement converted to Catholicism in prison and stated he intended to go to his death with the body of my God as his last meal. Kudos to Roger. He won't be the only murderer that makes it to heaven. In my recent Milk Street magazine for March and April of this year, I read a quote from Spanish cook Abraham Garcia on last meals. He says, "One should go into the unknown on an empty stomach." Our Lord chose his last meal knowing full well what was to come. He knew his cross was near the very next day. He knew he was about to be betrayed by one of his disciples. He even made it known that he knew the betrayer and who was about to ensue him with betrayal. "The one dipping bread into the dish with me," he said. He knew also about the upcoming burial and how on the third day he would rise again. The meal he chose for his last meal was indeed special. The meal had special meaning. We heard today in the Exodus 12 reading the Passover of the Old Testament. Every ingredient, from the lamb, a year old without blemish, fire roasted, not boiled, not raw, with head and legs and inner parts, to the unleavened bread, to the bitter herbs, plus how they were to eat it, in haste, belt around the waist, sandals on their feet. Each year, for almost 1,500 years since the days of Moses, Israel celebrated Passover on the same date, on the first month of the year. Their calendar year began with our March. They began the preparations on the 10th day and were to kill their lamb on the 14th day at twilight, that is, at sundown, when there's dark all over the land. The lamb's blood was to be put on the doorposts and the lintel that ran between the doorposts, a vertical and a horizontal shaft. The blood was a signal for them, a sign on their houses. When God saw the blood, he passed over their houses, and everyone inside was safe. This was to be a lasting meal, a feast throughout their generations. Jesus chose that feast as his last meal. Lamb, bread, bitter herbs, wine from a shared cup. But unlike last meals for prisoners facing execution, our Lord was more concerned about being the host of the meal than being the recipient of a customary gesture. He gave the bread to his disciples. He gave thanks over the cup, and they all drank. "This is my body," he said. This is my blood of the covenant, poured out for many, he said. He gave this meal so that no one goes to the unknown on an empty stomach or empty of righteousness. Like Roger Casement, the converted prisoner, we may go to our death with the body of God. For as his body endured the sting of death and rose victorious, the same God of life and death passes over those with the blood of the true Lamb marking their door, our mouths, the entrance to what goes inside of us. The one who welcomes Jesus here as Messiah, Savior, friend of sinners, and bread of life, and blood that forgives and puts to death death. No one copies Saddam Hussein's last meal, saying, I want to die like him and follow his example of chicken and rice. But those who know Jesus are blessed to follow his example and to feast on his supper, partaking in his gift, rise with him to new life. Let us this day examine ourselves, discern his body, and have with true faith in our hearts the truth that Jesus passes over us with the judgment upon unbelief because he has given us the gift of faith. As St. Paul says, if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. No one knows what Father Abraham ate for a last meal, nor Moses, nor I think David or Elijah or Isaiah. God knows, but he didn't reveal everyone's last meal in the Bible. What he did reveal? The last meal of Jesus. The Passover feast reinterpreted. That is, the new covenant, which ties us not to the past, but to God's future, as diners in paradise. It's not simply the Lord's Passover of old. It's not simply Jesus' last meal. It is, for lack of a better term or title, the Lord's Supper. Come and eat of it before his passion. In Christ Jesus' name. Amen.